Welcome to the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series, where we are helping you to define and enhance your credibility. Join us as we interview thought leaders about what it takes to be credible in their vertical markets. To learn more, check out thoughtleaderlife.com.
Hi, Mitchell Levy, Global Credibility Expert, and welcome to this special credibility episode of Thought Leader Life, where we're talking to amazing humans from around the planet on who they are, what they do, in essence, their credibility. Today's guest is Tim Hagen, who is the premier workplace coaching expert, teaching organizations and leaders how to coach to drive and retain top talent. His work includes keynote speaking and projects helping publicly traded companies, professional sports teams, large service and manufacturing companies drive success through coaching. Tim, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mitchell.
You know, I so enjoyed, we had a couple people in the green room together, and it was so fun to see the interactions and to get to know you better. And I'd love the audience to get to know you through your custom report and pain. What is your CPOP?
It's a lack of trust and engagement inside organizations.
So isn't that a huge statement and a true huge concern? So I have sat on the board of a public company for a decade. I've run four CEO networking groups simultaneously for a decade. And the fundamental problem, if you don't have that, you, in essence, you have nothing. And given that the world is in this midst of this massive transformation, and it sort of came to the head with, we were going through it anyhow, from the basically the industrial age, which we're still kind of in with technology, to something else I call the global village. And then all of a sudden something like COVID happens and the world sort of stopped and everyone's taking note and everyone's recognizing, oh, I don't like the way things are. And Tim, I am so interested in what you do. So tell me more.
Yeah, we actually teach and support managers in their endeavor and their conversational skills and their coaching skills. And as you just brought up COVID, I think about a manager who is scheduling time with his or her employees, coaching, motivating, inspiring versus someone who typically falls behind the excuse of, I don't have time. What does that conversation look like now? And that's what we do, is we position people to build engagement through conversational leadership.
And typically, if we're hiring you, what's your engagement? Are you coming in to do what?
Well, most people will think that we're simply a training company when in fact we do a lot of support services. We'll measure conversational skills. We will practice with clients. We'll facilitate practice. We use artificial intelligence tools to actually measure their conversational skills. So it builds that greater trust and engagement.
Got it. Beautiful. And could you share with the audience how you have credibility to do what you do?
Sure. I've been actually teaching progress coaching in the system for about the last 24, 25 years. I have a background in adult education. I'm certified in emotional intelligence through mental health systems. And we've really perfected a system of practicing the conversation and really how to use that conversation set of skills to build engagement and trust within an organization.
But there's more, right? You're traveling. Let's see, Training Magazine is one thing. Forbes Council. Talk a little bit more.
Yeah, we have a lot of publicly traded companies, and I think what really sets us apart is we've been doing this long before coaching in the workplace got fashionable. I think that relationship between the manager and employee is just so sacred. Whereas in the old days, we always tried to get training and HR departments to outsource its training and support, when in fact that relationship between the manager and employee is so critical. So we've really specialized for over, you know, 2.5 decades of how to build engagement and trust between the manager and employee through conversational skills.
Hmm. And how many organizations do you think you've touched, or how many people do you think you've touched in this period of time you've been doing this?
Yeah, we've probably trained or supported 10,000 plus people. We have 10 Fortune 50 clients. We're a smaller organization, a debt-free company, yet a company that seems to be drawn into a lot of larger companies. So most of our clients are mid-sized or larger publicly traded companies.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, thanks. That's what I wanted to hear. Appreciate that. Tim, how do you go about sharing your credibility?
Yeah, I would tell you that our biggest credibility for us is we practice what we preach. I have a mentor. I have a coach. We're constantly in learning and training. We are constantly practicing. I've actually created a group of coaches where we're always practicing and investing in ourselves, looking at the newest and greatest innovations and technologies, especially with everything going on. As things are getting virtualized, it's changing the way we have those conversations and the way we support our clients.
Oh, absolutely. And then do you, in terms of getting your brand out, obviously word about marketing is a big deal. What else do you do?
Sure. We do a lot of national webcasts with Sales and Marketing Management Magazine, Training Magazine. We did one today with a company called Aggregate, which builds a lot of large online communities. I do a lot of public speaking. I'm a lot of keynote speaking, and I've spoke between Vistage and tech groups.
Got it. Oh, perfect. So if you're listening to this, and let's just say your employees are lacking leadership and engagement, and you're recognizing that something needs to happen, reaching out to Tim Hagen would be a pretty good option for you. Tim, how best can people reach out?
Sure. My LinkedIn profile is one. Also our website, progresscoachingleader.com. Typically, people will go to LinkedIn. We do a lot of blogging, a lot of thought leadership, and that's usually how people get to know us, or through, obviously, webcasts.
Oh, perfect. Well, thanks for coming online, being you, and sharing your credibility.
Thanks, Mitchell. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And you know, if you're at this stage of the interview and you're still here, you know how important Tim's message is. So click on the like button, share with your friends. We'll see you at the next episode of Thought Leader Life. Take care, everyone. Bye now.
Hope you enjoyed this episode in the Thought Leader Life Credibility Series. Please like this episode, subscribe to our channel on the platform you consume content, and activate us by going to thoughtleaderlife.com/activate.